Hello and welcome to The Housing Platform, a podcast brought to you by Platform Housing Group. Hello, this is Rich Hurst here from the comms team, here to bring you another edition of our podcast around all things going on at Platform and further afield in the sector. Within all the work that Platform do around governance, we're extremely proud of our trainee board programme. And we've just recruited 5 new members to embark on the 2-year course to learn everything that there is to know about being on a board, with the chance to go on and find a position within the housing sector or elsewhere afterwards. We're on to the second cohort now. So here's our Exec Director of Corporate Resources, Claire Durning, on why we have the initiative.
We decided that we needed to create our own opportunities of getting more diversity on boards within Platform, but also within social housing in general. Because if you look around, there tends to be traditionally a certain type of board member, and usually white, male of a certain age. And we were really keen that we were doing lots of recruitment and we were really trying to get diverse candidates, and we were struggling. So we came up with the idea of growing our own, which is very much a Platform concept in terms of development. So the programme essentially is to provide opportunities to those individuals, most likely with a protected characteristic under the Equality Act, to be exposed to what it's like to be a board member. Those people that probably feel that they cannot do that because of previous experience, they don't see, they're not represented on boards, they don't see themselves as being board members, and we just wanted to give people that opportunity.
So what will this experience involve for those new members?
Essentially, so this is our second cohort, actually. We've already had a very successful cohort who are now associate committee members. So when somebody joins us on our trainee board, what we do is we expose them to our board meetings and to our committee meetings. So they go through a whole process of rotational process of attending each one of those board or committee meetings over the 2-year programme. But we also create an opportunity for them to operate almost like a mock mini board. So we do their own trainee board meetings where colleagues from the organisation will come present papers that have gone to the main board, and they will be scrutinised and asked questions in the same way a normal board member would ask us questions at a standard board meeting. And it's a safe space for those trainee board members to ask questions without feeling judged. And that's really important, I think, because it gives them that experience of what it's like to be a board member in a safe space. They also rotate in chairing that board meeting as well, so it gives them chairing skills. And then aside from that, the governance team do a huge amount of work in supporting them in terms of a formal training programme, so giving them some skills around things like how to read a set of accounts, how to what risk is all about, and performance management, those key areas that board members need to seek assurance from organisations when they're attending board meetings and looking at papers, etc. So lots and lots of things. We get them out and about with open, you know, we go on away days, we get them out in our communities as well. So lots and lots of experience and exposure.
And what eventually do we hope they get from it after this 2 years?
Well, essentially, what we'd like is that for some of the people that are going through this training programme with us to eventually become board members of Platform. You know, we're putting a lot of, it's a big investment of time, I think, really more than anything, from us and them, you know, that they are all working full time. They've got busy lives themselves. And it's, you know, it's quite a big ask of people to be, whether a trainee board member or on the, you know, the parent board. It's a big time commitment. So all that commitment, all that investment time, we want to see a return on that. So ideally, we can't give a board role to every single person on the programme. That wouldn't be possible. And they still have to go through, they would have to go through the formal process and be the right people for the role. But we hope that they either become board members for us, or they become a board member, again, ideally within the housing sector. That's the plan.
How excited are we about this, you know, this new cohort off the back of already one successful programme?
Really excited. I mean, we're so lucky. We had a really great first cohort, really interested in what we did, and this second cohort are just brilliant. They're, you know, they're really showing a great interest in us as an organisation in the sector. They genuinely ask questions that really push us, which is great. And you know, they really want to contribute. So I often tell people that the trainee board programme that we've developed at Platform is one of my proudest achievements in my career, not just at Platform, because it is actively trying to make a difference in such an important area, which, you know, to increase representation on boards. I think that's fantastic.
So who are the new trainee board here at Platform? Well, there's Lawrence De Roy. He works for the Department of Work and Pensions as a business analyst in their digital team, working on things like digital transformation. He's previously worked in social housing and mental health for the NHS. Then there's Michaela Crosby, who is a sustainability research and policy assistant director for Aviva Investors' real assets team. She looks at all things around challenges in the market and around bringing forward sustainability. Next, there's Heidi Lation. She works at a charity as a strategic fundraiser, but also leads on social impact and performance. Previously, she worked in housing as well as a housing officer, in governance, in community investment and inclusion work as well. Next, there's Parham Hashemi. He's currently the co-founder of a medical device company that uses AI to diagnose eye problems. Previously, he worked as a research pharmacist and worked at Pfizer during the COVID pandemic and assisted with the vaccine before becoming an entrepreneur. And finally, there's Nkeshi Asiedu. She's been 18 years in construction to date, has her own management consultancy, and is currently doing a PhD on corporate social responsibility in the supply chain. All five of them have embarked upon a two-year program with us here at Platform to learn what it means to be on the board of an organization. They'll attend meetings and with the main Platform board and executive team. Plus, they'll have meetings by themselves to look at various elements of policy and governance. If you want to know more about the program yourself, you can email us. Our address is podcasts@platformhg.com and we can help. So you're going to hear what happened when I grabbed the group for a 20-minute chat at the end of their first board away day earlier in May. I chatted to them about their early impressions of what they're doing, the challenges they've encountered so far, and what they hope to get out of it when it comes to their careers. First off, we wanted to get an idea of what it's like to start a program like this, and specifically what their first light bulb moment of the experience was, starting with Lawrence.
I think it really happened on like day one. When we had sort of the full board meeting. So that sort of mix of excitement, trepidation, like fear and like, oh my God, what have I got myself into? But that sort of, I guess for me coming in, one of the reasons for doing this was to get a feel for what senior management actually was, but also to find out for myself whether that's something I would like. Mm-hmm. It's quite easy to have that idea of like, oh yeah, I'd love to like be the CEO or COO of whatever, right? But then like, would you actually be good at it? Or if you were then doing it, would that be actually something that gives you that fulfillment? So this is a kind of very, I guess, sort of, you get a taste for it with the training wheels on kind of thing.
Nice.
And I think on that first day, I think I got a sort of, yeah, a real sort of flavor of what that might entail, but also actually of like, yeah, I think this is something that I, that confirmation that this is something I would enjoy and try and be good at over time kind of thing.
Nice. Michaela, what about you?
Similar to Lauren's actually, like the first day, the induction day we had was brilliant, but then the following week I think it was, we had the first, like we attended the group board. And for me, I mean it was really intense, like action-packed day, so many different presentations. But I think it, like the light bulb moment for me there was just the scale of Platform and how deeply everyone cares about what they do and how it all ties together, particularly from a customer outcome perspective. Mm-hmm. And that was just really inspiring for me. Probably the first light bulb moment was when going through the recruitment process and actually finding out that Platform were even running this, because I think it's so innovative and it's so cool. And I know a couple of other social housing providers are starting to do this, but Platform were the first. I don't know of any other industries or sectors that are doing this, and I just think it's amazing. Mm. So if I take a step back, that was probably that point. The light bulb.
That's a good point.
First light bulb.
Yeah. Anyway. Heidi, you're kind of agreeing strongly with this. Is that where it came for you?
Yeah, definitely. Just echoing actually everything that's been said so far, I would agree with all of that. I'm not surprised that this sector, though, is a sector that is leading training people to become board members, just because having worked in the sector, I know it's not for profit, it's socially driven, and it likes to do the right thing, even if it's not necessarily always going to benefit directly from it. So I'm not surprised, but so happy to have found this opportunity and found Platform. I've got two light bulbs, actually. I think the first one, agree with everything you guys have just said about that first board meeting. It's like a real like wow moment. There was so much buzz. But the bit that I particularly liked was just seeing how well the board members and the exec team were actually kind of integrating with one another and the dynamics and therefore the relationship that the board is providing the organisation and therefore the customer.
Mm-hmm.
To actually see it in action, like right in front of you, just unfold back and forth and back and forth. That was really exciting, knowing that kind of we're part of that and that we can then learn from that and that actually help us to be able to emanate that in the future. So that was just like a, you know, when you literally feel like a fly on the wall and you're like, wow. So when people say about how boards work and how they support the exec team and how the exec team kind of gets gifts, I guess, from the board and their experience, we saw it and it was like, yeah, and energetically you could feel it, and mm-hmm. that was something quite special.
Wow. Okay. Parham, what about you?
See, it's quite interesting for me because I come from a totally different background, so this entire sector is new for me. So I mean, I know this isn't probably exactly the answer you're looking for, but every time I come here, I genuinely get that light bulb moment. But I'll say, you know, specifically what stands out to me is when I hear like real life stories. So like a lot of the time we deal with numbers, you know, and numbers don't really tell a story. But when you sort of hear about stories about, say, real residents, real problems, safeguarding, this sort of thing, it really puts into perspective the sort of work that, you know, platform is doing and the sort of decisions that we're making collectively. So for me, anytime I sort of hear about these stories, it is, I guess, that light bulb moment for me where I sort of feel inspired with sort of what I'm doing and what I'm contributing to.
Cool. In case you, what about you?
Okay, I think I have two moments. The first one is, obviously we have the board, like everyone explained, but when you go to the committee meetings and the detail that they go into is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Like things I never thought about, okay, yeah, this is really good that they've really gone into the nits and gritties of the area that they're focusing on. And I think my second moment is leading a board meeting and just doing it justice, you know, that, you know, because you know how much they're passionate about what they're doing, you also want to give the same energy, mm-hmm. the same, you know, everything, your all into it, the way that they give their all as well. And so those are the kind of two areas that has been my light bulb moment.
Okay. And also great at the same time, I guess we're hearing there already the moments that you've kind of enjoyed being part of and, you know, justifying the reason for coming on this is really, you've experienced that already and you've found those moments that already energise you even more. So I'm going to flip that a little bit and ask about challenges so far. I don't want to frame it as the least enjoyable part, because to any job like this and any position like this, there are things that aren't as glamorous. But I want to ask about the things that have challenged you most so far. And in case, I'm going to start with you and go around that way, so you don't get all of this to wait and work out what you're going to say.
Because, that's fine.
You know, in the real world, you put on the spot.
It's true. I think it's asking the right kind of questions, and I think we were allowed to set up some sort of pre-answer questions beforehand. So it was just answering the right questions, what to present or what to discuss, and just keeping up. I think that's the challenge that I was having.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, there was, once we make suggestions, they were put in place anyway. So it's like, is there really a challenge? It's just something highlight, and it's someone within the team will try and find a way to create a solution for us,
mm-hmm.
which is really good.
Okay. Parham, what would you say has been the biggest challenge for you so far?
Oh, I think for me, it was definitely, chairing the trainee board meeting. I just found it so challenging because obviously it was sort of like the first time I had to do anything like that. And I just remember sort of just scrambling and just struggling at the start, having that awkward silence. And you know, when you just want the world to just pause, you just feel like you wish you had Bernard's watch. You could just press it and
just go.
You know, catch your breath and figure out what you're going to say and what you're going to do. But I think even though it was really challenging, I feel like I took a lot away from that. And it helped a lot in terms of sort of personal growth and that sort of thing. But that for me was definitely the most challenging.
Okay. All right, what about you? Biggest challenge so far of the whole thing?
The biggest challenge, I think, is a really boring one. It's kind of like process of fitting all the learning in, fitting in, reading the papers, working out the process that works for you and the way your brain digests information, recording where you're going to put all your questions, trying to remember those questions for when the meetings are actually happening, and just kind of other like reading articles or like books on how boards operate and work, and then attending all of these meetings. There's extra opportunities as well, plus everyone has got family, their full-time job, and hopefully a little bit of life as well. So it's learning how to adapt, and I've found sort of having different digital platforms, a challenge too, to get to understand all the kind of, you know each digital system's got its own little quirks, isn't it? Its own little ways of working, and it's never quite, you know, click on this link and then it'll let you in and it's all smooth sailing. There's all these little problems, and because it's not your full-time job, you don't kind of sit with it and follow that process through to the end. In that moment, it might be 2 weeks later that you can get back to it, or so then you've kind of like forgotten some of it, or the IT team haven't been able to get back to you when you were there. So it's just all of that's slightly different to when it is a full-time job.
Of course, yeah. It was something that the previous trainee board mentioned quite a bit when we spoke to them at the end of their tenure. Yeah. That idea of that just purely having to engross yourself in so much. So it's a really good point.
I found quite reassuring. I raised this with my mentor, and she's an experienced NED. And is currently a NED for 3 other organisations, and is very competent.
Yeah.
And she was like, totally agree with you. I find it really difficult too.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so it kind of validated it.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of the current board members would say exactly the same thing.
And that helped me not feel like such like the newbie.
Not alone.
You know?
Yeah. Not alone, yeah. Michaela, what about you?
Probably the same as Heidi, actually, that kind of the balance and juggling other responsibilities and other pressures. I can relate to Nikechi with the studying, because she's doing her PhD, I'm doing a master's, and so it's trying to get the time to feel like I'm doing enough learning for, in terms of the social housing sector and upcoming regulation changes and that kind of thing, while not forgetting that I'm so close to finishing a master's and I can't afford to take my eye off the ball and let my thesis run away from me. So that's probably been the biggest challenge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Lawrence, what about you? What have you found the biggest challenge so far?
I think, I don't know whether to say it's a little bit controversial, but...
Go for it.
The, you know, platform, I think, certainly from my perspective, seems like a sort of relatively well-run organisation. You know, it does well on its sort of regulator reports and those kind of things. But that makes... I think sometimes that makes it hard to kind of feel where you add value, you know. I think if we were in, you know, another organisation, which is, you know, they're going bust, they're basically burning it from all directions, you know, and then they need to be saved. I think you would probably learn in a way more intense way, and you might sort of sit there and go, actually, are these good ideas, or who made these decisions like in the past? Where did that seem a good idea then? Whereas here, everything seems to be quite methodical, and that's really good for us from a learning perspective, as like what good governance is. But sometimes I feel like we're sort of more, I guess, watching the show rather than be part of it. Which, you know, and that's good in some respects, but I think sometimes just really being thrown in the deep end is maybe, you know, I'm maybe more a learner by doing rather than other ways. At the same time, an organisation that maybe has not got the good governance structures and is going bust and whatever wouldn't have a trainee board, because, you know, that's why they're in that predicament. So I do kind of get why it is the way it is, but at the same time, you know, so I guess the challenge sometimes is, and I think that's a thing for me generally, is a sort of, you know, trying to balance that, you know, walk before you can run with, like, I want to see all the action all the time right now, rather than sort of just let it happen. And, you know, and I've been in that situation of working and studying, and, you know, but I enjoy that. I like the pressure. I'll just add something on top, hence why I'm here. So it's a different, for me, that's a different dynamic, and kind of, just sort of adjusting to that, I guess, is my challenge.
How are you all finding, obviously, coming into a situation like this where you're with people with all sorts of different backgrounds and experiences? How much is that helping?
I mean, I like it. I've always kind of sought that out. been quite fortunate to live in different countries, do different jobs, all different kinds of things. Like I enjoy that stimulus, mm-hmm. like being challenged by, you know, that sort of difference, diversity of opinion, you know, all this. It is challenging, and I think you have to have a sort of bit of a humble attitude, and I think that's one of the things I really respect, not only by the people around this table here, but just the board members and the other people we meet. Not only are they welcoming as a sort of in a friendly way, I think they're quite humble individuals that want to learn from you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, again, one of the things that I ask myself is a bit sort of that imposter syndrome is like, well, what do I actually bring to this conversation? I'm not sure. And I'm sure there are things people do learn from me, or want to learn from me, and not that I could identify what they are. But I think just that general sort of attitude of like each day trying to be better, trying to learn. And so that's just, yeah, a really nice kind of environment to be in. And I think that further encourages that openness to diversity, difference of opinion, critical thinking, all those kind of things. And I think if platform didn't have that value at its core, we wouldn't be in this room.
That's a good point. Yeah, I was just thinking, Parham, because you're coming, you know, you're probably the person here with the least experience of the sector, so to speak. How's it been for you?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was really enlightening, sort of seeing this diversity. I'm, you know, the background I come from, there's, you know, very little diversity in terms of thinking. You know, everyone has the same degree, everyone's been to the same university, same qualifications, same profession. And so, you know, when you're sort of, I guess, talking about making change or doing things differently, we all think the same. But coming to this board, like literally all of us have different backgrounds. Although I have sort of, I guess, the least experience in this sector, it's really sort of interesting seeing the different insights everyone has and how they think about it. And I think that's where platform really gets its value from. You know, even sort of at board level and executive level, you could just see all these different minds working together and sort of harnessing all this different energy to bring about positive change.
Great. Now, look, we've only got a few more minutes left with you guys, so I'm going to jump to the most important question of the day, which is, I just want to get a quick idea from you on how you're hoping this experience is going to shape your future career. So there's obviously a little while ahead of you yet, but from what you know so far and what you're here for, Heidi, what about you first? What are you hoping?
Well, I'm still kind of forming what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping to end up having a NED career, whether that is on housing boards or whether it's broader, including like health or charities as well. Beyond that, I haven't kind of really thought further. I think I'm thinking more at the moment about honing the craft and the experience, and being able to be a good committee member and a good board member. What does that look like, and how do you be a good team member, and how do you just support the chair, and overall how do you support the organisation achieve its ambitions and kind of keep it on track. So I'm focusing more on that really than end result of a career. Okay. I think that will develop over the next 4 years.
Yeah, that's a good point. Keshi, what about you? What are you hoping this experience does for you?
I'm just hoping that I'm still in the pathway of just doing good. Like, I'm very much passionate about that, and just any opportunity to do that, whatever environment, whatever career path I'm taking. I'm not yet, like Heidi's saying, I'm not yet defining that is, but it's given me the confidence to be a trustee board member now. So I'm signing on that, yeah. And they've got a build project as well. They're talking a lot of things and they want me involved. And just now knowing the structure of what I'm learning here, I'm seeing how I can implement that in. Do you understand? Automatically as well. But it's just doing, I just want to be in an environment, be around people who want to do good in any background, any direction, and just bounce off of that and just continue down that road. And being here around people like table here, it inspires me to.
Michaela, what are you hoping this experience does for your career?
Probably similar to Heidi and Nikechi, really. I'd at some point like to be in an NED role myself, and part of the reason is to try and have a positive impact. Like Heidi, still trying to work out the best way to do that, and to your point, it I agree that sometimes it feels like it doesn't help that platforms are just so hot on everything it seems to, because it's like, where do I add value here? And so I'm still trying to get my head around that, mm-hmm. where and how I can add value. But as we were, I think a couple of us have been talking about today, I think that comes with confidence,
yeah.
and going through the programme, like building confidence, like
yeah.
backing yourself and
yeah.
supporting each other. But yeah, I'd like to be in a position at some point in a NED role or on a board to actually have a positive impact. And for me, I'd like it to be in sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
That's my bread and butter. Although I was saying to you earlier, maybe I should branch out and try and do like treasury committee or something,
yeah.
which is something
yeah.
completely different. Use it as an opportunity to learn some new skills as well.
Lawrence, what about you?
So I kind of signed up because I wanted to get a taste of that kind of senior leadership experience and see whether that was for me. So, and I think that's where it sort of ideally or hopefully will add value to my career and what I'd like to take forward. I think unlike my colleagues here, I don't think I'd want to further go down the NED route. If I could, my plan would still be to be on an executive and be in, you know, I think for my sort of regular career, I want to go down sort of more consulting but helping businesses make better decisions and run more effectively and these kind of things, but then do so ideally from a position where you can actually either oversee those changes or help implement them rather than sort of tell people sort of, well, your decisions or, you know, are good ones and kind of, you know, just be the sort of sounding board or the accountable ones. Or
mm-hmm.
Actually, like I said, I'm maybe sometimes more of a doer than a kind of, yeah, that sounds all right, see when it's done kind of person. So yeah, I think that's how I see it helping me
cool.
moving forward.
Carl.
Yeah, I think sort of echoing what Lawrence said and similar to him, when I initially first started, I think my vision with it was to be able to enhance my knowledge at sort of board level, executive level, and take that away with my own company and apply the things that I've learnt, you know, particularly with things like governance structures, that sort of thing. But having got some experience, you know, with a trainee board, I've become quite interested in sort of, I guess, the housing sector in general and trying to apply my knowledge in terms of sort of healthcare, mental health, that sort of thing to it, because, you know, I've began to sort of see and understand how much of a big impact it has, you know, particularly things, say, around safeguarding. And I think there's a lot of work that could be put in that section. So, yeah, it's. I think it's evolving, sort of what I want to get out of it.
All of the new trainee board for chatting to us here on the Housing Platform podcast. We will be catching up with them again later along in the course to see how they're finding it and if it's given them any more inspiration about their own career paths. Remember to get in touch with us about our podcast today or any of the others in the episodes in the Housing Platform series. Our email is podcasts@platformhd.com. Till our next episode, I'll see you soon.